Okay, the question of before saying before the various karbanos, God, please make it as if though I brought this karban. Right? So that, for one, don't say that on Shabbos. Right? You can't bring these karbanos on Shabbos. Two, don't say it on a chatas unless you know a particular chatas that needs a chatas. Now, there is a Gemara that says that there was some Hasidim who longed to bring a chatas because they never sinned. So you can do it by being a Nazir. A Nazir brings a chatas afterwards, right? And there's another Gemara that says that some people brought what's called an Asham Talui. You know what that is? Asham Talui is a chatas offense, but you're not sure if it's if you brought.
Is that if you weren't warned about the sin?
So Anashim Talui is brought for a specific type of doubt. In other words, if I finished eating this and then I wasn't sure if it was Chelev or Shuman, Chelev is a Kares offense, I don't bring a Chatas for that. I don't bring an Anashim Talui for that. This is what an Anashim Talui offense. It's a little lumdus of what's the difference. I ate both. I know one of these is chalev, one of these is shuman. This is called ikva isura. The isur was kavua. I know one of them was chalev. I ate one of them. The other one disappeared. I'll never find out which one was chalev. That brings an ashram to you.
It's like a 50.
Amen.
Because there...
Amen.
I know one was a Kares offense. When I eat one, I'm just not sure if that was a Chelev or Shuman. I can't bring a Asham Taloi for that because there's no Kavius. It could be that it was Shuman altogether.
Right. Amen.
This is part of a lumdus discussion because the Rambam paskins that any time there's a doubt in whether or not you're fulfilling a Torah law or violating a Torah law, it's no longer a Torah law. The Torah speaks in vadai terms. If this is a suffix esrog, don't use it. It's a potato. If this is suffix pork, and you eat it, you don't get malchus because it's only the Torah. God is sure about things. So how can you ever bring an Asham Talui? An Asham Talui is a doubt. Once there's doubt, how can I bring a carbon to the base of Mikdash? It's possibly bringing cholin. So the answer is that's why you say because with this kavius, I know one of these was. So that gets us to what's called Ezehu Makom HaShulchan. This is a full listing of all the kavanos brought in the base of English. It is the order is not the order of the Torah. The order is in the order of sanctity. The Torah's order of karbanos in Parshas Vayikra is in the order of the most commonly brought karbanos. That's why Ola comes first. Right? So we're going to start tomorrow with some categories, and then we can really go through all of it. I'll show you what the Mizbeah looks like now. And the reason why we say Dafka, this perek, I think we mentioned this to you, is the only perek in all of Shas that has no machlokas. So you should start your day without machlokas. Okay. Plus it connects to Kabanos. So that's the Seder Avodah.